The next patient is Mr. Joseph Weaver, W-E-A-V-E-R. Clinical case of a 43-year-old white male who has rejected 4 transplants and currently is on peritoneal dialysis, period. The patient had an episode of hypertension that was severe with mental changes. And severe uremia, period. It was difficult, the interpretation of this clinical picture, because whether or not the mental changes were related to a BUN above 100 versus malignant hypertension. Period, the hypertension that has been fluctuating, but most of the time is elevated. The patient brought the medications today, and he is taking Bumex 1 milligram twice a day, Carvedilol 25 milligrams twice a day, Clonidine 0.1 milligrams, a patch once a week, a Clonidine 0.1 milligram POBID. Losartan, 50 milligrams daily. Nifedipine ER, 60 milligrams every day. And spironolactone, 25 milligrams daily. Period. We made the reconciliation of the medications, because any time that we see the patient at the kidney center, the blood pressure is out of control. Today, and to my surprise, the blood pressure was 119 over 71. The patient has been taking the medications, period. The fact that the patient has responded to spironolactone is suggestive of the fact that it could be aldosterone-driven hypertension, period. A aldosterone-renin ratio is going to be established, and we're going to do a tomographic CT scan of the adrenal glands, period. Number two, the patient has a catheter that is not in use because he was transferred back to peritoneal dialysis. The patient came to have the catheter removed, period, after consent and a previous preparation of the field. Anesthesia was done in the insertion area. Once the anesthesia was established, we removed the stitches and we pulled the catheter without any need of incisions or dissection. Pressure was made for about 30 minutes, period. Compressive dressing was placed, and the patient was given instructions that if bleeding was present, to use the finger to make as much pressure as possible and go to emergency room at that time. And we kept the the patient in the office for 40 minutes. Once hemostasis was reassured, the patient left without any complications.